The Rogation Days. Today is the major of the Rogation Days. And then we know that leading up to the Ascension, we have the minor Rogation Days at the they come at the beginning of May during that time. They are an ancient custom in the church, tracing its way back all the way to the first couple of centuries in the church's existence. And where does it come from? Rogation comes from rogare, which is the Latin verb for to ask. And it's that which is the purpose of these Rogation Days. We ask for the things that we need in the church. The very origins of that comes from what happened so often in those early days of the church. They supplanted pagan practices with Christian practices. On this day, it was the common practice amongst the pagans in Rome that every year on the 25th of April, they would go out into the fields and they would sacrifice a dog. They'd put the dog to death and burn that offering to the false gods in order to petition for them the things that they needed for a good year, most especially in order for their harvest to be strong for that year. And so at seeing that, as Rome became more influenced by Christianity, they were, you know, appalled by this idea of slaying dogs and burning that offering to pagan gods. And so they took that, though, because it was so ingrained as a big festival to celebrate that. It was so ingrained into the mindsets of the people as a cultural aspect that they took away all the pagan parts and they left the celebration on that day and put in its place the procession with the litany of the saints. And they made it a day of fast and abstinence. Now, the fast and abstinence has fallen away, but the litany remains with that day of rogation. And you can see, when you look back at all of the petitions of the litany of saints, what is it we're doing? We are, in fact, asking so many different petitions of God. We are asking for all the things that the church needs. We're asking for all the things that our souls need. We're asking for everything that we ourselves, as individuals and as a social body, the Catholic Church, need in life. Because He is our Father, after all, and for our needs, just like a child would go to his father to ask for the things that they need in life, we go to God the Father, ask all the things that we need for ourselves. And He, being the most perfect and the all-good Father, He never denies us of those things that are good for us, that we do truly do need in our lives. It's fitting, though, that this year, that it happens that this major Rogation Day also falls on what would have been the octave day of the Solemnity of Saint Joseph. Because for us, it's a very important reminder of the importance of Saint Joseph and the importance of that entire octave time of the Solemnity of Saint Joseph, that great feast of the Solemnity, because it's that very specific thing that we need Saint Joseph for most. He's celebrated in that time of Solemnity as for his being the patron of the universal church. And we are part of that church, and the church needs more today than it ever has before in terms of being strengthened, because we have such a crisis going on in amongst us. I don't have to explain that to you all. You can all see it very plainly. Yet there is Saint Joseph very quietly over in the corner. And that's why it's kind of fitting as well that with the Rogation, it completely supplants Saint Joseph on this day. all throughout the scriptures, we see just little mentions of him. And then for the rest of the time, he quietly goes about his business. He quietly performs his duties. He quietly takes care of the infant Jesus. He quietly cares and looks after and provides for the Holy Family, with hardly a mention of him at all. He does it because that is his role in all humility, doing his job, not searching for praise, not searching for the light to shine upon him, because that is meant for his son and his son alone. And if it's to be extended any further, then it's meant for the mother of Jesus, Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And for him, he was happy to fall back into that procession. Yet all throughout our Lord's life, what did he do? As any child would, what did he have to do? So oftentimes, for his basic needs throughout the days, he would come and ask Saint Joseph exactly for what he needed. We fast forward a bit from there, and we come up to what we just celebrated a few weeks ago in terms of the crucifixion and death of our Lord. And from the cross, our Lord looks down upon Our Lady and Saint John, and he there gives Saint John to the care of Our Lady and Our Lady to the care of Saint John. And it's not just Saint John that is under Our Lady's care, but he represents all of Christendom. All of those who are faithful now belong as sons to the Blessed Virgin Mary. But by extension, that necessarily means that Saint Joseph is our foster father. He stands in that place for God the Father as that primary intercessor on our behalf for all of our daily needs. It's said of Saint Joseph that there is many, Saint Teresa of Avila talks about Saint Joseph. She had a great devotion to Saint Joseph all throughout her life. And she talks about that and says that there's never been anything that she ever came to Saint Joseph with that was not granted unto her. And she remarks that while all different saints have particular points that they are primary intercessors for, like Saint Anthony is great for when we lose things. I know I rely on him, you know, fairly often. And, you know, Saint Lucy for eye troubles, and Saint Philomena for purity and things like that. Excuse me. Saint Joseph is good for everything, because that's exactly what he is. He is the good father, the foster father of all of us, because we are under the care of Our Lady. And so on this, the Rogation Day, it's only fitting that we give a little bit of a notification and honor back to Saint Joseph, because we look to him. We ask our needs of him, because he is our foster father. And then he takes those things and presents them to our Lord in heaven. And our Lord looks at that, and he cannot deny Saint Joseph. He cannot turn away him away for any intercession that he makes on our behalf. And so as we come through this great litany and the procession, and as we come through now the Mass, and as you go home, back to your houses, after so generously giving your time and your efforts to come and give honor in this most ancient of customs, as we do all of that, think about what your needs are. We so often remember to pray for others, but we have our own spiritual needs too. And turn to Saint Joseph and ask him to intercede on your behalf for those very things. And think of the Church, whose patron he is. And think of all of the blessings that the Church needs, and the strengthening that it needs, and the strengthening that the increase of numbers that we need in the priesthood, and the increase of numbers and the strengthening of the people in the pews. Think of all of those aspects of the Church and all the great want that the Church has. And pray for her too, that she may be strengthened and fortified with good souls and be that beacon shining in the darkness to bring others to heaven. We sacrifice our time, we offer up our prayers in lieu of those pagan sacrifices of old. And yet ours, we go with full confidence, knowing that Saint Joseph stands up for us in our needs, and the good Father, our Lord in heaven, will never deny us what we need. All we have to do is ask. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.